Good morning, good morning, good morning. Man, oh my goodness. I don't know about you, but the worship just now. Wow. Pastor Jeff and the worship team just blew it out of the water. Did they bring worship so strongly or what? Oh my goodness. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I am ready to go. I feel God already in this place. I am ready to preach the word. I pray that you are ready and hearts are prepared and you guys have worshiped this morning with us. I hope that you were able to get information about what's going on here at the body. And I just hope that you are as excited as I am about being here today. Thank you for joining us here on Facebook. I'm so excited. I love seeing all of your comments. I love seeing the people showing up and just showing love. I'm ready to go. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go. So what I want to do is I want you to go ahead and join me in a prayer, as I've had you do before. And we're going to throw that prayer right up across the bottom and just follow along right with me, if you will. Let's just go ahead and bow your heads and let's go in. Dear God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would inspire me, renew my mind, transform my thinking, and give me a deeper understanding of what I am about to hear. Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence today. Thank you, God, for an opportunity to share your word, to discuss your word, to hear your word. Thank you, Father, that you've given us yet another day, another chance. God, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I pray, Father, that you would speak to us. Holy Spirit, help me to decrease and you increase in me. In the name of Jesus, I pray, speak your words and let your heart be heard today. And we said, amen. All right, so today I am going to speak to you from the subject of, I want to talk about having a, okay, let's try that again. Let's try that again, all right? Okay. The title of today's message is Broadcast Interrupted. I know, I probably just put you through some anguish. I probably just gave some of you a heart attack. I'm sorry, but I wanted you to be here in this message with me. I wanted you to understand, just in case you didn't, and I'm sure you probably did, if you were watching the message last week, I know that you know exactly what I'm trying to create here. If you did not watch the message, I am telling you right now, I need you, as soon as this is over, to go back to Living Water Dayton or the Body Gathering Facebook page and go watch last week's message. Because here's the deal. Pastor Jeff preached a powerful, an amazing message last week. It was weighty. It was one that had me personally sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting to hear what thus say the Lord. I mean, it was absolutely powerful. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. He talked about failing God. He talked about getting another chance, right? He brought us a story out of Luke where he was talking about Peter, okay? He was talking about Peter and how Peter had denied. He had failed God after telling God, I will not. I will not. I would never. But then he did it. He did exactly what Jesus had said. So the word was weighty. It was very, very weighty. And there we were, sitting on the edge of our seats. I know I was. I was sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for him to bring this message home, to preach this thing for transformation. And then it happened. Right there in the middle of the message, it stopped. Right as it was going down, right as he was at the pinnacle, right as he was turning the corner, right as he was bringing it home, it was good. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, I was coming out of my seat. I'm so stoked. I'm so excited. My kids are looking at me like, "Dad, is it really?" I'm telling you, it was that good. And then all of a sudden, just like that, I got a complete interruption. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't even know what to do. I was so frustrated. I was praying down heaven. I was casting out demons. I was rebuking the devil. I was going in because I wanted to hear the rest of the word. But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Has that ever been you? Has that ever been you? Have you ever been in a situation where life is good? You and God are good. Every relationship you have, good. You're going to get the promotion. Things are coming your way. And then all of a sudden, you get broadcast interrupted. Broadcast interrupted. Are you kidding me? Right now. I don't know about you. I've been there. I was just there last week. Now, I know you're like, "Pastor Dwayne, come on. You know, that was some preaching." Oh no. That was not just some preaching. That was a word. That was a transforming word. That was a everything's going good. That was a I'm going to get it back on track. That was a I have another chance type of word when I didn't think I did. See, somebody out there was on the edge of their seats about to be transformed, about to get new life, about to have God open up the windows of heaven when they felt like they had been closed and then broadcast interrupted. I don't care if it's good preaching, if it's life is going good, you just bought the new car so you could get back and forth to work, and then it breaks down. I don't care what it is, we've all experienced that moment. But then you get broadcast interrupted. Let's go, if you will, let's go to the Word of God. Because see, I don't want to just tell you a good story. I don't want to just tell you about my experience that I had last week. I want you to understand that we all go through this thing called broadcast interrupted. Right as things are getting good, right as God is moving. And it disrupts our whole world. Let me see. I feel like there's a moment that we all might be in right now that could be considered a broadcast interrupted. Maybe it's called coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, I'm not trying to make another message about the coronavirus. Absolutely not. I've had enough of that interruption. I don't know about you, but let's go into the Word because I want to show you what God has to say and what happened in a broadcast interrupted moment. In this scripture, we are in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 7, and I'm in the NIV version. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. And before I go in, I want to just set it up for you. See, there was two women and a man, Mary and Martha, and then a man named Lazarus. And I can't help but believe that they were in that everything is going good type of moment. Okay? They are sitting at the feet of Jesus, one of them. And then they're hosting Jesus, the Savior, Christ, the Son of God. They're hosting him there at his house. Life is good. Life is great. And then John chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "Okay, all right, stay with me." Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Come on. Hold on. I think I need to read that one more time. Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." I hope that you are there with me. I hope that you see where I'm going, because right now I'm about to blast off. I am so pumped about what is being said right here. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Come on. Life is great. Things are going good. They've spent time with Jesus. They've had the opportunity to sup with Jesus. She has wiped his feet with her hair. Jesus. Come on. I don't know about you, but give me one opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus. Life is not just good. Life is great. And then her brother gets sick. She sends word to Jesus, and he says, 2 more days. He gets the message, and he says, 2 more days, and then we're going to go. That's a whole nother message. I'm not even going to go down that road. That's a whole nother message. But what I need you to understand is, what I want you to get in your spirit right now is that they were there and they had a broadcast interrupted. I don't know about you, but I mean, losing a family member, that's kind of high on the scale. I would even venture to say that might beat out last week's message for someone. She sends word that her brother is sick and dying. Now, for those of you that know the word, for those of you that know the scripture, the way the story continues is that Jesus arrives, he sheds a tear, And everyone is crowded around. They're letting him know that Lazarus is now dead. Lazarus is now dead for days. He has been wrapped. He has been put in the tomb. He has been buried. Jesus. But let's just rewind one more time. If you're sitting in a moment of a broadcast interrupted, let me rewind just one more time. Let me go back to verse 3 and 4. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love. They wanted to make sure he understood this is not just an interruption of our lives, but this is an interruption. Come on. Has anybody here ever had an interruption in your life and you feel like, Jesus, I need you to understand that when this interrupts my life, it interrupts everything else. Right? Hold on. Let me make it real for you. Let me bring you into my world. When I got the email telling us that COVID-19 has shut the doors, come on. When I got an email telling me that COVID-19 had shut the doors to our church, to the building that we had church in, y'all ain't hearing me right now. Y'all are not hearing me right now. When they told me that we couldn't come back and have church, I would say that that was a little bit of a broadcast interruption. I was a little frustrated. I was a little dismayed, and I looked at God and I said, okay, listen, I need you to understand that this not only interrupts my life, but this interrupts what we're trying to do here for you, Jesus. Just in case you didn't understand, this is interrupting. This is your church. This is your church. The church that you love. Jesus said, let's just wait about 2 months. Come on. Is anybody hear what I'm saying right now? He said, come on, let's just wait about 2 months. Man, who knows? Maybe we might give it 3. Let's just give it some time. Why would you do that, Jesus? Right here, he says, this sickness, come on, Jesus, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Man, y'all better be saying amen right now. I'm telling you right now. I better see some hearts. Y'all better be commenting like crazy because this is good right here. Okay? This is good. All right, now come with me. Come with me back. Come with me back to Pastor Jeff's message. There we are. I'm sitting on my seat. I'm on the edge of my seat, and I've just gotten the broadcast interrupted message. I'm about to come off my couch and throw my TV. And let me tell you, my TV's a little big, but at that moment, I would have figured out how to do it. I wanted to hear the rest of that message. Pastor Jeff was wrapping it up. He was turning the corner, and let me tell you, this is what he said. He was right here at this moment where Peter had denied Jesus. All right? He had denied Jesus, and Jesus later had a conversation with him, and he looked at Peter, and he said, Peter, Pastor Jeff, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to preach your message, but I got to bring them all in, okay? He said, Peter, he said, do you love me? Okay? Now, Peter has just denied Jesus, but Jesus is giving him yet another opportunity. He's given him another chance. He has opened the doors all over again. Okay? Now, this is where I am excited. Okay? I am so stoked because I was one of those people that got another chance. Now, I'm not trying to preach the whole message again, I'm telling you, but I just want you to see that I was so excited because he was talking about having another chance. And this is the next thing he said, just a little bit after that statement. This is what he said. He said, God is placing a comma where we think there's a period. I just need you to take a second, and I need you to let that sink in. Because, see, what happened was is Pastor Jeff started preaching my message today last week, and I had no idea. I had no idea until that message popped up on my screen and said, broadcast interrupted. Jesus. I said, immediately I knew what I was going to be speaking about. Because, see, so often we get caught up in this is a period. This is the end. This is death. I'm dying. It's all over. The church doors are going to close and we don't know where we're going to have another building. The church doors are going to close and we don't know what's going to happen. The car died and I'm going to lose my job. The good thing, the good life is all over because my life has been interrupted by COVID-19. There I am. This message is amazing. I'm taking it in. And then he says, God is placing a comma where we think there should be a period. This is not the end. This sickness is not unto death. This interruption is not the end. Whatever the interruption is in your life, it is not the end. It is only a broadcast interruption. Listen to me. Pastor Jeff said, God is placing a comma where we think there's a period. I want to say to you today, don't mistake an interruption to be the end. Don't mistake an interruption for the end. Do you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Don't let this thing that has interrupted your life be the end of your life. Don't let this thing that was meant just to put you on pause cause you to quit. Don't let this thing that God used to give you a break, to give you a rest, just to give you an opportunity to think, to sit, to rest in Him. Do not let this thing become the end of what He's got for you. Wait for God to finish. Wait for God to finish. Come on. Please hear what I'm saying to you. I'm talking to somebody out there right now that wants to quit. I'm talking to somebody out there that thinks that it was the end, that it was all over, that it was only a season that I got to have the good life. It was only a season that I got to sit at the feet of Jesus. It was only a season that I get to be with. No. Listen to me. It is not the end. This was just an interruption. This was just a pause. I know, and I understand. No one wants a broadcast interruption. When I sat there on my couch last week, I did not want a broadcast interruption. I can tell you that I know that Pastor Jeff did not want a broadcast interruption. He knew that Jesus was trying to do a work. I knew that Jesus was working on some people, that this message was transforming some people. I know that you know that God had begun a good work in you. I know that you know that God had begun a good work in your life. He had begun to take you into that next season, into that next step, into that new land, if you will. But then there was the broadcast interruption. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants to go through that. Nobody wants to deal with that. But, the ending, listen to me, the ending would not be as powerful without that interruption. Come on. Please hear what I'm saying to you. Please hear what I'm saying to you right now. If Lazarus had not died, if he had only gotten sick, come on, would it have had the same effect? If he had only gotten sick, if Jesus had gotten there in time to heal him of his sickness, I don't know. I've went into the hospital before. Come on. I've went into the hospital before, and I've prayed for somebody, and I've seen them get better. But, whoo, Jesus, I don't know about you right now. I feel God. I feel the power of God. And I'm telling you right now, I've never walked into a hospital. Hallelujah. I've never walked into the hospital. Not yet, Jesus. Not yet. I've never walked into the hospital and prayed for somebody, and they've come back alive. But God, Jesus, I want to walk into a hospital. I want to look at a dead body and I want to tell it, this is only a broadcast interruption and it's time for you to get back up. I'm speaking to somebody out there right now. Jesus, this interruption, it is necessary. It's necessary so that God can get the power, he can get the glory that he deserves. He can get the glory that he wants. Because see, he wants people to see his love. He wants people to see how much he loves them. He wants people to see how powerful he is so that they would come. So that they would come and see. The ending would not be as powerful without the interruption. God would not get the glory that he wants and the glory that he deserves. The interruption is a part of your story. It's a part of your story. We are so quick to discount it. We don't want it. But it's a part of your story. What would have happened if Lazarus did not actually? What if he hadn't been buried, wrapped in the cloths? They were about to put a period. They were about to put a period. Jesus only meant for there to be a comma. Matter of fact, some of us, we touch the paper with our pen. But Jesus comes in and just gives it that extra little bit because he didn't mean for it to be the end. Let me bring another one to you. What if when Moses came down and seen, come on. What if when Moses came down and seen the Israelites worshiping the golden idol? The golden calf. What if he would have just washed his hands? Said, Lord, you know what? Do what you do. Go ahead, take them out. What if, I mean, come on. This is not the end. This is not the end. It is not meant to be the end for you. This is only a disruption. Take a second. Step back with me. Step back from this interruption. Let's look at what was going on before. I need you right now, right here. In a second, I want to pray with you. But right now, before we pray, before I take the moment to pray with you, I want you to settle in, and I want you to look back. I want you to look back, and I want you to remember what God was doing. I want you to remember what you would call the good life. I want you to remember how God was starting a transformation in your life before the interruption. And then I want you to ask God, God, give me a glimpse. Show me. Show me what is yet to come. Give me a glimpse, God, of what is yet to come. And I want you to just picture. Try to picture what could God possibly do? What could God possibly do to come out of this broadcast interruption that is going to cause there to be glory? Hallelujah. To be glory, to be caused there to be glory brought on into your life. What is about to happen? Can you get excited with me right here, right now? What is about to happen? Oh my gosh. The Body Dayton, listen, if you don't know, you better come and see, because I'm telling you right now, we had a broadcast interruption. I don't know if it's been 3 years for you. I don't know if it's only been 3 months for you. I don't know if it's only been an hour for you, but I'm telling you that we are about to come out of this broadcast interruption. And when we do, is He calling you out from death? Is He calling you out with hold on, because I need you to be with me. Are you coming out like this? I just want to know, are you coming out like this? Because if you are, what is about to be seen, you're not even going to remember. You're not even going to remember this broadcast interruption. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen to me. If you're struggling right now, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you because, man, listen to me. God has got something for you. God has got something for you. And if you just hold on. Come on, last week I was talking to Pastor Jeff, and he said he kept seeing the numbers from the broadcast drop down. Jesus. He kept seeing the numbers drop down, but then they would rise back up. And you know what that was? That was some people that refused to allow the broadcast to interrupt their life. Hallelujah. Even though it had happened, they didn't stop. They clicked for a refresh. Come on. I don't think y'all hear what I'm saying. Some of you need to go and get before God. Some of you need to go and get before God in the midst of this broadcast interruption, and you need to hit a refresh. Do you hear what I'm saying? Some of you need to go before God, and you need to get down on your knees. You need to open up the Word of God, and you need to get in it. Because see, you need to close it down. You need to close down the broadcast and then bring it back up. And you need to do it. And you need to do it. And you need to do it so that you can make sure that when that thing continues, you're there. You're there at the end, ready to receive, hallelujah, everything that God had for you. So that you can be in the midst of, hallelujah, you can be in the midst of His glory. Anybody here ever been in the midst of God's glory? Jesus. That's a whole nother message. Hallelujah. That's a whole nother message. Has anybody here ever been in the midst of God's glory? I understand you've seen the anointing. I understand that you may have even been a part of and had the anointing of oil just pour over you. But have you ever been in the midst of God's glory? Jesus. You better not stop now. You better not let go now. You better not quit now. You better not. You are in the midst of a broadcast interruption. Stay tuned. Hallelujah. Stay tuned. I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray for strength. I want to pray for courage. I want to pray for endurance for you right now. I want to pray that you are going to stay in it. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Wherever you are, I want you to bow your heads. If you want to get on your knees, I want you to get on your knees. I want you to make an altar wherever you are. Make an altar wherever you are. We just had a powerful praise and worship. I know that this word, I know God spoke to somebody today. I want you to now prepare your heart. I want you to ask God. I want you to make your request known. I want you to go in with me. We are going to agree together in prayer. And we are going to expect, hallelujah, we are going to expect, I'm telling you, I am here expecting with you to see us walk out into God's glory. I want you to bow your heads. I want you to join me. Will you just join me right now? Join me right now at the altar. Join me right now at the altar. I want you right here. I know that we're not in the church building. But I want you to picture with me right here at the altar. The power, the anointing, and the glory of God right here. The peace of God right here. And I'm going to pray with you right now. Lord God, Jesus, God, I know that in this time, in this moment, whatever the situation is, that this person is going through, he or she is struggling to hold on. We have had a broadcast interruption. The enemy is trying to take us out. He's trying to distract us from what it is you have for us. Hallelujah. You have started a thing, and he wants us to believe that you're not going to finish it. The enemy is a liar. The enemy is a liar. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would encourage their spirit. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would, Lord God, just strengthen them. Give them endurance. Holy Spirit, fill them up to overflowing. Fill them up to overflowing. I know that the enemy is telling them that it's over. I know that they may feel like that they can't go anymore, that things aren't going to be the same. No, doggone it, no, they're not going to be the same. Hallelujah. They're going to be new. They're going to be better. Jesus, last week, Pastor Jeff said, God, your word, it says where Peter, he had denied you three times. Father, I pray that they can hear this, that Peter had denied you three times, and then not too long later, he was out preaching, and 3,000 people came to salvation. Lord God, I pray that you would let them know that this is what your glory looks like. Help them to hold on. Jesus, help us to hold on, each and every one of us. Hold on so that we can walk in your glory. God, so that we can be in the midst of your glory. As you receive glory from our lives and the things that you're doing in our lives and the blessings and the miracles, Lord God, I pray that we would hold on so that we can experience it. Wherever you are, I speak life. I speak endurance. I encourage your spirit right now. I speak to your spirit, man, and I say, listen. God is not done. This is not the end. Stand up. Let God finish in the name of Jesus, I pray. If you're here with us and you're listening to all this and you're like, man, this all sounds great. This all sounds amazing. But I don't even know. I don't even know this Jesus you're talking about. I don't even know this God. If that's you, and you don't even know what the heck I'm talking about, but you know it sounds good, and you know you want to come out of a place that you've been in, a dead season, a dry season. You're ready to come into the glory of God. Listen, we can pray right here. I want to pray with you right here, right now. I want to give you an opportunity to ask Jesus to come into your life, to accept Jesus to come into your life. Lord God, I pray, Lord, for each and every person out there that they don't know you. They don't even have a clue about the power and the love and the peace of Jesus Christ. God, I pray right now, Father, that they're sitting there and they're saying, I want to know. God, I pray right now, Father, that as you hear their heart, as they speak it out of their mouths, Jesus, I want to know you. Jesus, I want more of you. Jesus, I want a relationship with you. As they speak this out of their heart, Father, I pray right now, God, that you would fill them up. Fill them up. Give them a new expectation. A new expectation of life. A new expectation of the life that you have for them. I pray, Father, that they would repent, that they would turn away from what they may have known, from the lifestyle, from whatever it is that may have had them bound, whatever it is they're trying to get away from. I pray that they would turn away from it and that they would look to you from this day forward. From this day forward, that they would walk out of their broadcast interruption. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If that was you, please let us know. Let us know that you accepted Jesus for the first time. If that was you that just had a refreshing, let us know. If you're excited about what's next, let us know. You can go to the Body Gathering Facebook page, or you can go to Living Water Dayton Facebook page. And you can go on there and you can send us a message. You can leave a comment below and just share with us. Please join us. Be a part of us. Come and be a part of the body, Dayton. We love you. We would love to live this life with you, to share in God's glory, to share in the moment when he opens the door, when he turns that corner, when he takes us out of this broadcast interruption. We love you. Thank you for joining us. God bless.